It was a really good break.
You know, I stuck to the things I normally do during the summer. You know, went back to Cali, trained. You know, feel very, very good going into training camp. You know, you don't get much time off, but it's a good time to get back there and work on some things that maybe you notice in OTAs, or just continue training and getting to see some family and friends. So I enjoyed it.
Do you kind of already know how you'll fit in here, or do the pads kind of have to come on in camp before you really know your defined role?
I think that it takes reps. I don't know if the pads determine how you fit in or not. I think that, you know, until we start to go through a lot of practices and get a lot of plays run, then we'll start to really determine, you know, the kind of things we want to do as an offensive unit. I think every year, you know, you come to LTAs, you think these are the things we try, come out and training camp, and you get a chance to run those things again in preseason and see what stuff is really going to stick and things that we're going to focus on this year. So I'm looking forward to it.
From the outside, it looks as if you're going from a known to an unknown. Does it feel that way when you was training camp at first?
No, it's still football. You know, I feel very relaxed, you know, going into my fifth season. I'm just really excited for it. You know, I feel like I've made some great strides in my career, and, you know, I'm starting to kind of hit that smooth spot, that zone. You know, everybody talks about, you know, when you get into year five and year six, you know, you have understanding of what it takes to be a professional, what it takes to be good at your position, and I'm excited to get out there and have some fun.
So it's about knowing you, not knowing
the quarterback, you know,
or the offense or any of that. It's about
It's always going to be a little bit of an adjustment anytime you change offense or change quarterbacks. But, you know, I guess that may be an unknown for some, but that's a known for me. I knew I was going to be going into that situation. But as far as, you know, every rep, every pass, every play, that's how you build confidence, and that's how you come together as an offense or a quarterback and a tight end.
Julius, how did you prepare for the heat? You know, obviously coming from Denver, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I got here a week ago just to make sure that I gave myself a chance to really get acclimated to it and really start preparing hydration-wise. I think that that's the main thing. You know, you got to come up a different routine, and you can drink a little bit more water, stay a little more hydrated so that you're able to deal with the humidity. But the sun is probably going to be one of the least of my worries out there on the football field.
You expect to be double teamed a lot. I mean, you're a big focus now, more than you were in Denver.
You know, I got double teamed a lot in Denver too. You know, I don't ever know what a defense is going to do going into each game, but you know, I think that, you know, it's a sign of respect if a team chooses to double team you. I've dealt with it before, and I know as an offense, we'll talk about that if that's something that happens, and you know. That's something I'll have to worry about on Sundays.
How do you deal with that, Denver?
I think that the most important way to deal with getting double teamed is understand that, you know, everybody else is going to have a much better opportunity to create plays, much better mismatches, and really, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it but give it your all on every play, try to get open the best you can, and you know, really depend on your teammates to make big plays.
So you're frustrated then for taking you out of the game playing?
No, you know, at times I guess you can get frustrated, but you always got to remember that, you know, if two people are focusing on you, that's somebody less focusing on somebody else, and that's when you guys, as a teammate, you got to rely on each other, and you got to be there for each other and expect them to be there for you. So, you know, we got to find a way to win games and score points. However we have to do it, that's just what we'll deal with on each and every game.
How have you been able to kind of grow chemistry in your relationship with Blake so far on such a side?
Yeah, I mean, just trying to get those reps. I mean, there's no really way to do it besides getting out there and him seeing the way I run routes and me getting used to the way the ball comes out of his hand. And, you know, this has been going good. You know, we're going to continue to work, continue to put in any extra that we have to do to make sure we have it down. And that's kind of, you know, one of the best parts of training camp is now it's go time. You really get to come together as a unit, and me and Blake coming together as well.
In relation to OTAs, what did you take out of that, you know, that's made you more comfortable going into camp?
Oh, you know, it's no easy task. You know, coming into a new offense, a lot of things that you got to learn differently. So after OTAs, you got a better understanding of what it's going to take for me to execute at a high level. I get a better opportunity to start learning my new coaches. You know, there's a lot of little things that go into having success on the field. And, you know, after OTAs, you know, I have a better, clearer mind heading into the offseason of, okay, these are the things they're going to expect of me route-wise, scheme-wise. And then now we get to come and perfect it in training camp or as close as we can to get ready for the season.
Did Greg or Ron give you any material to review during the break, or did they allow you just to kind of get away from it and train?
I mean, it's a combination of both. You don't always want to get completely away from it. You want to take your notes and review those throughout the offseason, work on the things that maybe you've noticed that you needed to work on based on those practices from OTAs. But at the same time, you want to get away from it. It's a long time of football coming up, and you want to make sure your mind's in the right spot. And, you know, this being my fifth training camp, I kind of know how to balance that.
Now that you've been around these guys for a while, you know, spring and now, do they pick your brain a lot about what it was like in a winning environment like in Denver and how they can kind of maybe make those adjustments here?
No, I wouldn't say that, you know, I spend too much time talking about how it was in Denver. I think that, you know, a lot of guys have just come to, you know, pick my mind about football in general, whether that be, you know, what it means to be a professional or, you know, kind of things that it takes to play at a high level or just, you know, what's a veteran think about some certain things, you know, whether that be life or football. So, you know, not much talk about Denver, just doing what I can to be there for anybody on my team that may look to lean on me.